the Business Today News podcast. I am Vivek and here are the top stories. The government has begun the process of amending the Insolvency and Bankruptcy Code to protect new owners of bankrupt companies from any criminal accountability concerning the time when the firms were controlled by the erstwhile promoters. The cabinet is expected to approve significant changes to the insolvency law at the earliest to safeguard the companies taking over the broke businesses from prosecution for financial crimes by the outgoing promoters. This will bring much needed confidence to buyers of distressed assets. The government is looking into the option of reducing the provident fund contribution of employees and increasing the take-home amount. The provident fund component is currently 12% of the basic salary. This provision is part of the Social Security Code Bill 2019 that has been approved by the Cabinet and is expected to be tabled in the Parliament this week. The rationale for reducing the PF contribution is that a higher take-home salary would boost consumption. Bharti Telecom, a promoter of Bharti Airtel, has sought government nod for the infusion of 4,900 crore rupees from Singapore-based Singtel and other foreign entities. The fund infusion will enhance foreign stakeholding in Bharti Telecom to over 50%, that will make it a foreign-owned entity. Sunil Bharti Mittal and his family own around 52% stake in Bharti Telecom at present. India's real GDP growth in the current financial year is expected to be below 5% as the revival measures taken by the Modi government will take time to filter through the economy, an IHS market report said. Financial sector fragilities continue to weigh on India's economic growth momentum, with the high level of non-performing loans on the balance sheets of the public sector banks constraining their new lending, the report said. India's GDP growth rate slowed down to 4.5% in the July-September quarter of this fiscal. Amidst muted goods and services tax revenue growth and worries over delayed allocation of compensation cess to states, a few state governments are considering legal recourse against the center if their dues are not cleared immediately. States including Kerala, West Bengal, Punjab, Delhi, Madhya Pradesh, Rajasthan and Union Territories of Chhattisgarh and Puducherry are planning to knock at the door of Supreme Court if their concerns are not addressed. Finance ministers and representatives of these states met Union Finance Minister Nirmala Sitharaman last week, urging her to release the pending compensation cess since August. Tata Steel has introduced a new HR policy allowing its LGBTQ employees to disclose the identity of their partners and get all HR benefits admissible under the law. Under the expanded diversity and inclusion policy, Tata Steel employees along with their companions will now be able to get access to a lot of benefits comprising medical services, health checkups, joint house points, adoption leave, childcare leave, newborn parent leave, and integration in the employee assistance program. The LGBTQ employees will also be eligible to receive financial aid for gender reassignment surgery and 30 days special leave regarding the same. With that, it's a wrap on today's bulletin. Join us tomorrow for more news updates.